Kyrie Irving, bounce pass. Jaylen Brown turns the corner, throws the bouncer over to the right elbow for another clean jumper for Aaron Baines, who is now 6-for-6, and the Celtics lead by 10. On their way to some record numbers, their highest scoring output in 14 years, their highest scoring output and best shooting night under Brad Stevens. They beat the Hornets tonight 134-106. But, man, the game within the game tonight with Dwight Howard and Aaron Baines. I would say for us it was fun to watch, Aaron. How much was that fun to play in, or was that just like a battle down there?
Oh, it's definitely fun, fellas. You know, I love getting out there and being able to help the team is whatever I have to do. And, you know, tonight is about being able to get out there and be physical. So, you know, it's definitely a fun thing for me. And, yeah, even better when we come out with the W.
One thing you see with this team over and over again is what you guys do on your defensive end. Early on, you shot the ball well, but you did not weren't able to contain Charlotte. Second half, you're able to contain Charlotte, continue to shoot the ball well, and that's how you got your separation.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, we had a hot hand in the first half, but you can't ever live with that. You know, it's not going to be consistent over the 48. So we changed a few things at halftime with our defense, and when we play defense like that, it fuels our offense, and, you know, that's when we start to look good and we have a lot of fun out there.
How different have things felt over the last couple of weeks? It's clear how much better this team has played since the break, but sometimes it's hard to put your finger on how and why. What's your take on what has been better over the last couple of weeks?
You know, it's one of those things when it comes down to crunch time, there's less than 20 games left, and so, you know, everything counts, every possession counts, and Brad's really done a good job of making us focus on every possession, and when we do that, then we look good for the 48. So, you know, there's still a few minutes there that we have to clean up, but the more we can play consistently over the 48, then we're going to be in a good position.
All right, clean up. All right, last night you told me something was horrible. You know, I was talking to Aaron last night. We were talking about what happens to camels and what else were there? Were the buffaloes?
We were talking
about.
That's right. You know, it's
too,
a little
too many
fact.
Of them. Yeah, too many of them in Australia. And what do they do? How do they kill them?
you know, from a chopper with a rifle. So, you know, it's one of those things. It's actually the humane way to do it because you got to cull the numbers so that the others don't starve. It's one of those things where there's not too much of a food source out there. So, you know, you have to try and contain the numbers so that they can keep thriving.
Tell you what, if teams cut down their roster for opening night the same way, there'd be a lot more interest paid to it.
I think there'd be a little bit more legal action, too, if that was the case.
134-106 is the final. Aaron, enjoy it.
Cheers. Thanks, fellas.